This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. The war in Israel continues, not only in Gaza, but on many different fronts, including the war in the northern part of Israel. After the October 7, 2023 massacre of Jews in Israel, the terrorist army Hezbollah launched attacks against Israel. That war continues to this day. Thousands of Israeli families have fled their homes in the north because of these attacks. I was in Israel recently and spoke to Lieutenant Colonel Sarit Zahavi, who is also the founder of ALMA, a research and education organization tracking security challenges, especially the Hezbollah terrorist army.
What about Iran and the octopus of Iran and its tentacles, you know, here in Syria and Lebanon and around the world?
I am among those who believe that what is happening now is not a coincidence that Hamas made a decision. There was a strict plan of Iran to open a campaign under the name Unification of Fronts. Iran cultivated proxy militias all over the Middle East to be capable of executing this campaign. It's not a campaign of a few weeks, and it's not a campaign of a few months. It's a long-term campaign, and the idea was to eliminate the state of Israel in a gradual process and to eliminate the West presence in the Middle East. That's why you see that right after Hamas attack, Hezbollah joined in, stretching the IDF forces to the north and the south. That's why you see Houthis of Yemen joining in. That's why you see militias in Iraq and Syria joining in. The octopus has arms that are have independent capabilities now, but eventually they are connected to the brain. And the brain, which is Tehran, is not damaged. And Tehran is looking at Ukraine, and it sees that Moscow is not damaged as well. That's the lesson that they learn. It is looking at the capabilities that they built in the past decade in the Middle East, and they see success. It is looking at the campaign of Israel against Hamas, and they see that Sinwar is still alive. It is looking at this campaign, and they see the criticism against Israel around the globe, and they are encouraged by that.
Iran is involved in so much terrorism around the world, with their chief goal to destroy the Jewish people and destroy the state of Israel. That's their goal. We have so many people who are listening right now who love the Jewish people, love Israel. What would you say to those people who love you, love this country? How can they pray for you? How can they help?
I think that what we have found out is that this war is not only kinetic. And if you want to win this war, we need your help. We don't need you to fight. We will do the fighting. But we need you to fight a different kind of fight. The war of information is also extremely important. And we are fighting a war of information, like Jesus became a Palestinian all of a sudden.
False narrative right there. Jesus is a Palestinian. And yet people are trying to promote that. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. In my specific field is the fact that people don't know what we are having here. And if this front will get out of control, nobody will understand what happened to Israel, that all of a sudden it is bombing in Beirut. But it will happen if we will not find a way to bring the people back to their homes. We need to find a way to bring them back to their homes safely. So what I need from people outside of Israel is to spread the word, to gain the knowledge. I spread the knowledge in my platforms in ALMA. Gain the knowledge and spread it out there, because we are fewer than those who are against Israel.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Sarit Zahavi, the founder and president of ALMA, a nonprofit independent research and education center specializing in Israel security challenges on its northern border. This is a great organization to connect with. Please connect with ALMA to stay informed with truthful information on the current war in Israel. Visit alma-israel.org. That's alma-israel.org. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Thanks for listening.